Hi, this is Christina Black with Enchanted Rose Photography. If you're like me, you're usually behind the camera instead of in front of it. This vacation, let me help you capture your memories. We offer different packages to fit anyone's needs. Find me at www.enchantedrosephotography.com and book your session today.
Here it is.
Good morning, people. These are definitely not the faces you want to see early in the morning.
These are not the faces anybody expects to see early in the morning.
Or wants to. Anyways, good morning. Before we start today, we realize this is very early, and we're hoping this goes well. So, Peter, what's in your cup? Anything's in your cup today? You mentioned...
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any monster at the house right now, so I'm forced to like start my day with some diet.
Wow.
Cola, and it's not doing it.
Wow, this is going to be a rough one. Gotcha. The usual for me, some coffee in the morning, so it's all good. Before we start, if you want to make a comment, ask a question. So in the ways that StreamYard works, you have to go to StreamYard and register, and then you appear as a name, because this is what it'll appear if you don't.
Yep, Facebook user.
Facebook user. So I've got
I don't know who that is.
So, but I understand from Jeff last time that he tried to do this and register, and it didn't work out like he wanted to. He still appeared as Facebook user. So in any case, I know you have to go and put a little information in StreamYard to make everything appear correctly. But good morning anyways.
If you don't want that to happen, and if it just comes up Facebook user, do us a favor. Put like a dash and then your name.
There we go. We have a workaround.
How about that?
We have a workaround.
Just in case.
This is good. Anyways, we got a lot to go through today, but one of the things we're going to hook you guys into is we've got all these names. Yeah, we don't have that fancy spinny thing that people have when they do their giveaways. We're low tech here. So these are the reviews. These are the Patreon reviews. So we have mugs and Schoferhofer pulls to give away today. But anyways.
But that'll be later.
Later.
You're going to have to listen to the entire show.
Just to get to
the whole debacle to find out if you won.
Nice. Anyways, we have Rick Forbes. Good morning. You're over in the Magic Kingdom. And
JJP's here.
I'm jealous. Anyways, Peter, we always start off with like what's good in your life, but this is the morning time. So I'm going to hit you up with some.
Ain't nothing good this early in the morning.
Well, let's hit you up with some questions. We've got a lot to talk about today. So this is the breaking news people want to hear. All right, Peter, pancakes or waffles? What are you? What kind of guy?
Oh, you know,
yes, because
I'm more of a waffle guy.
Waffle guy. Okay. Toast, is it light or is it crispy?
No. It's not burnt, but it's got to be toasted.
Got to be toasted. Okay. On that toast, is it butter and jelly or just butter?
Butter.
Okay, you're not a jelly guy.
I don't like sweet and savory together.
I know this. I know this from you.
So butter with jelly, no.
How about my buddy Kevin Curtis Allen here? I know this is him. It says Marmite. No, you're not going that way?
No.
All right.
No.
Okay, what is your favorite jelly? If you had to pick one, give me a favorite jelly.
All right, this is going to be weird. It's Goya brand.
Not weird.
And it's pineapple jelly. Mm. It's delicious.
Goya has awesome products. So I just bought a whole bunch of black beans and black bean soup from them just the other day.
I do that all the time.
Nice. Real maple syrup. Now, be careful here because Jeremy Murray's listening. So he's going to either be offended or not. Real
maple. Good morning, Tim. Tim Van Swole's here. Another Facebook user. We don't know who that one is.
Real maple syrup or imitation like Mrs. Butterworth's?
No, real maple syrup.
Real maple syrup.
Yeah.
People are kind of split on that because I know they should say real maple syrup, but everyone grows up having you know?
Yeah, everyone grows up having it. But then anyone that's been to Food and Wine and gone into, this year it's in World Showplace, but normally it's in the Canada Pavilion.
Gotcha.
They have, shame on me.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Tamara, butter, or strawberry jam. Oh, sounds good to me. The boysenberry, Cassandra, I like that.
But they actually, there's a company there that has real maple syrup that they have different flavors of it.
Okay.
There's one that's been aged in bourbon barrels.
Okay.
And another one that's been aged in Applejack whiskey barrels.
Nice.
And the Applejack whiskey barrel one is amazing.
Nice. Okay. Bacon or sausage, big guy?
Ooh, bacon.
Ooh, bacon. That's tough. All right, if it was sausage, is it the patties or the links?
Even that depends, though. If it's uncased, it's the patties.
Dang, you took it up a level here.
But if it's cased sausage, like the old school, like Bob Evans,
sure.
Cased Jimmy breakfast D. sausage, yeah, it's cased sausage over the patties.
All right,
and it's spicy over regular.
Nice. Look, this is, everyone knows now when they go and meet you, Pete, this is what you're going to order. I know the answer to this one.
Because I generally don't order breakfast unless I order biscuits and gravy.
Okay, well then that's going to answer one of the next questions. But coffee, tea, or juice, Pete? I know you're not a coffee guy, and you're probably not a tea guy, so I'm guessing maybe juice. I am not a
tea guy.
Maybe juice?
It'll be... So I have to be in the mood for juice because there's so much sugar in it. And I really try not to eat a lot of sugar anymore.
Gotcha.
My cousin and his wife and their kids, bless them, they sent me 10 pounds of Albanese gummy bears the other day. So yeah, there's that.
Nice.
That's the most sugar that I've had in a very long time.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. I got a couple more. Your favorite breakfast meal? You and me, coffee shop, we're eating out. What are you ordering?
Oh, no, it's biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. All right. How about your favorite breakfast cereal when you were a kid?
Ooh.
And I'll give you a second. Let me give you a second. If you're listening, type in your favorite breakfast cereal because everyone is so protective. It's like, oh, Captain Crunch. Yeah, if you want destruction of your mouth. You know, I know how that goes. So
yeah, type it in. I still get it a lot. It's one of the things because it's like an adult kid cereal. I would get the Frosted Mini Wheats.
Okay.
The bite-sized ones, though.
Gotcha. So you know what my problem with that is? It's the bottom of the bag. When you get down to the bottom, you've got like that 2 inches of just shredded.
Just broken shredded wheat.
Frosties? And
frosting dust.
Let's see. We got a bunch here. Everyone was upset about one. Cinnamon Life.
Frosties, I'm assuming, are like Frosted Flakes.
Probably something from the United Kingdom. Maybe the Isle of Wight. That's what my guess is.
That was my guess, too.
Lucky Charms.
Rick, you ate grape nuts as a kid? You poor child.
He was.
Oh, my goodness.
Denied. Let's see what else we got here. We got Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles.
Again, Lucky Charms.
Nice.
Peanut Butter Crunch.
Fruit Loops with Marshmallows. That's a good one. That's new. Nice.
Now, like, for current ones, I love the Special K Red Berries.
Okay.
That's something I will get very regularly.
Nice. The Vanilla Almond Special K is also really good. How about Pop-Tart flavor, Peter? What do you like Pop-Tarts?
Cherry. Frosted Cherry.
Okay.
Is my all-time favorite.
Oh, your all-time favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
Last one. You open your bag of bagels in the kitchen.
What's onion.
Onion bagel. There was no decision. I couldn't get the question out.
No. Onion bagels with regular cream cheese.
Okay. No flavored cream cheese. No
flavored cream cheese. No cinnamon raisin bagel. No weird thing like that. Regular cream cheese. Not the whipped cream cheese. Just regular old school cream cheese. And an onion bagel. And I'm good to go.
You're good to go. Okay. So... we're going to get into the show here, and part of this is going to deal with your anniversary of living in Florida, because we're approaching 2 years here within a week or so, right, big guy?
Yeah. We just had to sign our lease renewal for the second time, so.
Nice. So let me tell you my memories of your move to Florida, if you if you wouldn't mind. So,
oh, This should be interesting.
No. This is good. But I will say this. The plan, Peter contacted me a month or two out and said, hey, you interested? Are you willing to help? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'll help. We'll get down to Florida and you'll be all good. The plan was I was going to come over to your house that morning and you were all loaded up. We were going to get in the car and we were going to start heading off about 11 o'clock. My memories of this
didn't work out well.
Is getting to your house and having you look at me and say, well, we got to go pick up the trailer, which meant it wasn't loaded at that point. So
now, in my defense, it wasn't my fault. I did attempt to pick the trailer up the day before.
I remember this.
And due to a wiring issue with my Jeep, which I had to take back to the place that did the wiring.
Yes.
Multiple times. They wouldn't let me take the trailer until the wiring was fixed because the lights weren't working properly.
That's correct. Your brake lights.
So it was not my fault.
This is true. And I remember sitting at the Jeep custom shop as they worked on the wiring and then getting the trailer. Mm-hmm. But I thought to myself, this is going to be interesting now because now we have to load up this trailer and then we have to drive 20 hours and then unload the trailer. But you know what? Actually, honestly, during the day, I could tell you that for that particular time, I had a great time. I didn't mind doing that at all. That didn't bother me at all. During
that portion of the time.
Yeah. It was afterwards that I slept the next night that I was really tired. And I remember, I'm a little tired right now. So.
Yeah.
2 years you've been down in Florida. So I've got a list of questions I want to ask you, how Florida's changed your life, how Florida's changed your perception of Disney and all that kind of stuff. You ready for this?
Yep. Right. So to answer someone's question, they are coming up as Facebook user. I'm not sure who that is that's asking.
Well, hang on. I got a text. I usually don't go and look at the phone. All right. No problem. It's a work text. So we can deal with that later. So anyways, here's the first question I've got for you. Okay. And this might not seem as, this is like real life, but do you shop at the same stores today that you shopped at when you first came down there?
Yes.
Okay. Super Walmart, all that stuff you haven't found?
It's Walmart, Target, Publix for groceries.
Gotcha. But everything else? Or is it Amazon?
We use Amazon for a couple of things. Mm-hmm. But honestly, we tend to shop and leave with our purchase.
Okay.
I will say we don't shop at like Best Buy, stuff like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
But so, other than that, yeah.
So pretty much the same thing. I wondered if you had adjusted your life and like found a secret down there in Florida. I was trying to pry a secret from you, Pete, but you didn't.
No, okay. No, there's no secret because my Amazon driver is a little lazy.
Uh-oh.
And we put in to our like every single order delivered to door, and they insist on continuing to put it in the package room, which for us is not the most convenient thing.
Gotcha.
So, especially since the one thing we order from them is cases of Monster. So we're talking 24 pack of 16 ounce.
I shouldn't laugh.
So they're like 30 pound boxes.
He's doing it purposely, Pete. He's like, heck.
He is. Oh, he absolutely is. Because he doesn't want to wheel it to the elevator and then wheel it down the hall.
Gotcha.
So
let's talk about Disney, if you don't mind, then.
Okay.
So how has that changed in 2 years since you've been there? So, like, I've got a bunch of questions. You still visit the resorts on a regular basis, or not so much?
I visit the resorts not to stay there, mm-hmm. but I'll go to the resorts just to, like, walk around, and, like, I'll go to the restaurants at the resorts when I could.
Gotcha.
Currently, that's not the easiest thing to convince the security guard at the gate to let you do. Mm. So what I end up having to do if I want to do that is I have to like go to Disney Springs or I have to go to a park, okay. and then bus or monorail to the resort that I want to go to.
Okay, help me understand that statement. Because if you were on property, it wouldn't be an issue. But if you're off property coming in right there.
Right.
The security guard doesn't want to let you pass to get into the resort from resort hopping.
Right. They're trying to limit the number of people that are coming in to the people that are supposed to be there.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, one of the few exceptions to that is the golf courses. The golf courses have been open
all along
the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have always gone to the golf course. But like, you know, the other thing is like a lot of the resorts still aren't even open. So like Ohana isn't open.
Okay.
I can't go to the Poly and say, oh yeah, I'm going to Ohana, or I'm meeting friends for drinks at Trader Sam's.
Gotcha.
Because they'd be like, that's not open. See ya.
You were like, bad lie. Dang. You know, I needed a better one. So
I should have researched.
Yeah. Dang it. Okay. Cause that was my next question is the Walt Disney World restaurant for many people, that's a highlight. So do you find yourself, are you making reservations or are you just like, hey, Missy, let's go eat at the whatever, the food court or you know, that's not obviously a reservation. But you know what I'm saying? Do you guys eat at the restaurants at the resort still and make reservations?
Occasionally. It's not something we do a lot because obviously it gets very expensive.
I was going to say, yeah.
But like before everything closed down, we would go to Cape May Cafe for dinner, like, once every couple of months or whatever. And,
okay.
You know, we would go to the Mexican restaurant at Coronado, or, you know, we would go to the resorts to eat or to have a drink or whatever every so often.
Okay.
But as far as like regularly, no.
Yeah. So
it's too expensive.
I was going to say that must be really expensive. I mean,
the money you're willing to pay when you're on vacation versus the money you're willing to pay when it's Thursday and you have to work the next day, it's a different dynamic.
And the mindset of walking around on a Thursday night on vacation. Thursday is Saturday, is Monday, is who cares? You're on vacation.
Right.
So,
but now that was one thing I do still enjoy is just going and walking around and being in the atmosphere.
Gotcha.
I don't necessarily have to go to the restaurants. I was at Magic Kingdom last week, actually this past Monday, and I was meeting my cousin and her boyfriend. We had set a time that we were going to meet. that time came and went before they arrived.
Okay.
So to everybody that says I'm the one that's habitually late, I was on time. Just wanted to say that. But I sat there at the end of Main Street.
Noted. Okay. Very good.
At the end of Main Street and just kind of hung out in over by the Plaza ice cream shop and just people watched. I didn't go ride anything. I just kind of sat there and, you know, just hung out and enjoyed being in the park. And I was perfectly content.
Gotcha. The people watching, Peter, that's an attraction unto itself at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it can be.
I mean, it depends on what eyes you want to use that day. You want to use your kind eyes, your sarcastic eyes, your what the heck?
You can use all of them at the same time.
Oh, well, that's
what I do.
That's an experience.
Because I'll be like, oh, look, that little kid's dressed up. They look so cute. And then you look up and it's like, oh, but that kid's mother did not look in the mirror before they left the house.
Have a nice day. Very good.
Wow.
Give me two secrets, Peter. Two secrets you've found out about Walt Disney World that you did not know as a vacationer, but you know as a resident now. Or two experiences that you were like, hey, this is really cool. I didn't do this before.
You know, that's...
And in your defense, you didn't hear these questions beforehand. I'm just throwing them at you.
Right now. I didn't. And that's tough because, like, I, as far as like secrets go,
give us the good parking space, Peter. Don't hold it back now. Tell us.
I don't get one.
Okay.
I don't get a here. Okay. Here's a secret. As an annual pass holder local, you don't get squat.
Okay.
especially now.
We're looking for like Lime Garage level 4, left side, third row.
Oh, okay. As far as like that.
Yeah, we want a secret.
It's Orange Garage.
Okay.
It's always Orange Garage.
Okay.
And with the current situation where they have limited capacity and everything, I go up to, everybody parks on the first and second levels. I go all the way up to the fourth level, and I can literally park. There's the way it's set up is the elevators are here. Then there's a motorcycle spot, a standard parking spot, and then the handicap spot start. The last five or six times I've been to the Springs, I have been able to go up to the fourth floor and park in that first normal spot in between the motorcycle and the handicap spot.
Nice. That is a secret.
Every time.
If you're watching right now, give us one secret. Give us a secret we could all share together. This is only going live to EDCOT, so give me your best one secret right now. Not even parking, reservations, where to view the fireworks. I've often wondered that too, Peter. Give us a firework. Where do you view your fireworks from? You know I'm not a firework guy, like waiting around.
I know. Well, when they had fireworks.
I was going to say.
Unless I was at the park, I'd go out on my patio.
Okay, nice.
So I can see Magic Kingdom fireworks. If I'm in the parks, I really like the view of watching them from the railroad station.
Okay.
On Main Street. Cassandra's right. Poly Beach is really nice too.
Yeah.
But you also have to pick which one. You don't want to be on the beach side over by the bungalows. Because then you've got all the noise from the ferry boats going by because you're on the TTC side.
Mm-hmm. Peter, you mentioned your patio.
You want to go to the other side over by the luau.
What time should people arrive at your patio for the best viewing from your patio? I'm just wondering if that offer exists for everybody.
Yeah, you know, you need to call and make a reservation.
ADR?
Yes, it is absolutely required.
Okay.
And reservations are full approximately 30 days out.
30 days?
I need to know when I need to clean. So
very good. And what to make for dinner, maybe, depending on the mood, right?
Well, no. Look, you're here for fireworks viewing. This isn't California Grill. You know.
Got some Doritos. Have a nice day. Very good. No. All right. So what do you miss most about being a vacationer?
That's pretty easy. That's just being on property the whole time and not caring about, oh, this is getting really expensive. We've got to make our rent next week or whatever. Cause you're on vacation. You don't care.
Gotcha.
So it does change your mindset about your spending habits.
Gotcha.
I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a pin. When I was here as a vacationer, I didn't think twice. Like, oh, that's a cool pin. Yeah, I'd pick it up.
There you go.
Now it's like, oh, that's a really cool pin. It's $19. I'm going to put that back.
Put that back. John Kroll mentions the third floor of the Tokelau, the balcony at the end. Peter, you've stayed at the Poly a few times. So
yes, I have.
I'm not putting you on the spot, but in a way I am here. So, John, Tokelau is left, right. You can see I've never stayed at the Polynesian.
Tokelau is, when you're looking at the Grand Ceremonial, Tokelau, I believe, is on the right because okay. It is going to be DVC.
Gotcha.
All of the DVC buildings are to the right side over by the TTC.
Okay.
Which is why I don't ever take the monorail from Poly when I'm there as a resort guest.
Okay.
I walk over to the TTC.
Gotcha. Tamara says, you can usually find a spot to sit on the short rock wall and not have anyone blocking your view. It's a good point. Tim says, the best place to meet up with EDCOT is at a bathroom. That's a good secret. I don't know if that's even a secret anymore, Tim. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's not so much a secret. All right. So as far as being a resident, what do you appreciate more as being a resident?
The fact that on a Thursday, just any a random weekday. If I want to, I can. Well, right now I can't. It used to be.
Yeah.
You know.
It's coming back. Don't worry. It's coming back.
A week, weekday, whatever. I guess, you know what? Let's go hang out in the parks for a little bit. And we could just drive over to Epcot or drive over to Magic Kingdom or whatever and just be in the parks.
And just chill.
Now it's, well, we can go over to the Springs. Except for yesterday.
Rick Forbes posted that picture. And I know. I even, on my nightly walk with my wife, I even said, hey, did you see Forbes' picture? They closed the Springs for capacity.
I was supposed to go meet Rick yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Okay. At the Springs.
Well.
And he was like, all right, well, we couldn't get into the Springs, so we're going over here for dinner. I said, okay, let me know when you're done. I'll meet you over at Saratoga. And traffic was so bad for him that, like, at, like, 9:45 I told Rick, I'm like, look, man, I'm sorry.
Some other time, right?
So maybe we'll try to get together tomorrow. It's being today, so
okay,
we'll see what that works out as.
Have you ever considered working for Walt Disney World?
Yes, I have.
Okay, explain this. So how
and why? When I came down here, the plan was actually to work for Reedy Creek. Mm-hmm. They have been on a hiring freeze for like forever.
Okay.
So that didn't work out. But I've even looked at just like doing security or something like that. Just because honestly, I want to be there as much as I can be.
Yeah.
So
even on a part-time basis, you know, just to be there for a few days a week, just to have that environment around you.
I don't know if I'd want to do it part-time though.
Okay. Interesting. I saw the picture on Facebook.
If I'm going to work there, I'm going to work there. You know what I mean?
Okay. I saw a picture, and it was a story from an Orlando news source where the guest came into Epcot with his family, and he wasn't wearing a mask. And actually, it escalated where he actually struck the Disney security guard across the head. I don't know if it was an open head slap. I don't think it was a full-out MMA-type knockout punch, you know, but...
Yeah, that was really dumb, though.
Because, that boy ain't coming back anytime soon.
Well, not just that, but anybody that's ever been to any of the parks knows, there are almost as many Orange County sheriffs in the park, like, at the gates, as there are Disney security. So I can guarantee you that that gentleman was placed in handcuffs very quickly and was arrested for assault.
Well, not only that. Yes, I completely agree. As I've noted, I don't know if you have too, the longer that this goes on, the less people's patience are to deal with it. So mm-hmm. I'm not giving an excuse for that guy at all. That guy was wrong, and he deserved everything he got. But what wouldn't have set him off maybe 3 months ago just happened to set him off. But honestly, when he came to the park, I understand the story was the rest of the family was wearing a mask, and he wasn't. What's your intention, dude? When you got the family, what's your thought going into that?
No, at that point, you're actually inviting
trouble,
issue.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Jeremy's got a statement here. I will order quick service meals after I order, but before I pay, I will always lean in a low voice. Jeremy, do I want to read this? And in a low voice, I don't know if you guys do any complimentary dessert or anything, but my wife's daughter, sister is celebrating their birthday, and if you did anything to make their day, voila, free cupcakes or whatever all the time. Actually, Jeremy, way to manipulate and maneuver in the system, because Peter, when you're celebrating a birthday with Disney, what is the acceptable margin of time frame for that?
Anywhere 6 months before or 6 months after.
Jeremy Murray, you are a magnificent gentleman. Absolutely. I'm celebrating. Figure out something, people. Figure out something to put on the I'm celebrating button.
Yeah. Rick, don't worry about it. We'll figure something out for tonight, hopefully. And he's sorry about last night.
You'll make it work.
No, hey, no big deal.
Give me some things. I want top three things you've experienced in Florida besides Disney.
I've been wearing shorts in December.
Nice.
And wasn't cold.
Okay.
Let's see.
Peter, that's pretty good. I just want to state that right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now. I don't know if you noticed it. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
So am I.
Yeah.
But that's because Missy likes it to be frigid in my home.
What else? Give me something cool. Like, if I'm down in Florida, you know me, I love Florida, and Walt Disney World I love, but I love everything else about it. What else did you experience?
You know, there's a lot of things. Carly, that's just something that's like, that's a daily thing. That's not a hidden thing. But I mean, that's hard because it's not like anything really specific.
Okay.
Like in Illinois, you only get your license plates for a year, right? Mm-hmm. Florida, we can get a 2-year tag, and it's actually a little less money.
How about attractions, though, Peter? I'm leading down that line. What have you done that you would like recommend? Rick Forbes is down there with his whole family, and Rick decides one day, you know what? I just don't want to go to Disney today. I want to do something else cool, maybe not theme park-ish. I don't know. What is he doing?
Because I have very particular, like, not very particular, but I have interests outside of Disney that some people share and some people don't.
Rick Forbes, you're going to the shooting range. That's what you're doing.
Well, actually, that's one of the things. Like, when Carly and Jeff and Riley were here, that's when it rained one day. That's what we did.
Gotcha.
You know, utilize the...
I shouldn't have shown that one, Rick. I'm sorry. So...
Utilize the mini golf courses. Those are fun. Mm-hmm. There's other stuff. Like, when my mom was in town, we did a tour of a chocolate factory, and it went through, like, the history of making chocolate bars. Like, eating chocolate.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff around. A lot of it's very, I don't want to say gimmicky, but very touristy.
You're not talking about Gatorland, are you? Because that's going to just throw me off right there.
What's that?
You're not talking about Gatorland, are you?
I'm not talking about Gatorland specifically, but I mean, like, I drive.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you drive down, well, you don't drive down I drive. You creep down I drive because it's always jam packed full of people. But it's like $4.99 t-shirt gift shop, and then quarter of a block down, it's a $3.99 souvenir t-shirt shop. And
remember, you said that we're going to come back to that a little bit later on in the show. So okay,
I haven't set foot in one since I moved here.
Okay, do you appreciate Epcot more? At the end of the day, just being, because I know that's your favorite park. You, as a resident, to go to Epcot whenever you want, to go in the evening time, to walk around. I mean, obviously not right now, but like in a normal time. Do you appreciate that more?
I appreciate going to any of the parks a little more.
Okay.
Just to be in the atmosphere whenever I want to.
I see you meeting up with people, like down there.
Recently, I've been able to meet up with a lot of people more.
Yeah, that's awesome. Who have you met recently? Who have you been with?
Well, Florence is still in town. I met up with her Friday. My cousin was here. Carly and Jeff and Riley.
Who?
Oh.
Okay. We might have had a frozen Pete. Oh, we're good now. We're good now.
Okay.
The Nymans, did you meet the Nymans, obviously?
Met up with the Nymans. I've met up with, I mean, just whenever people are down here now, people seem like they're reaching out a little more, like, hey, we're going to be in town. And that didn't actually happen for the first, like, year and a half.
Well, you've always said this statement, that you're never going to invade someone's vacation, and if you reach out, usually you can make a connection pretty quickly, but you know, you're not the kind of person that's going to be like, hey, I want
to. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to latch on anyone's vacation. Mm-hmm. Carly and Jeff may like want to argue that because I was with them a lot when they were here last.
I got a dinner offer for you right here with the Callahans. So there you go. Nice.
But like, I mean, if I'm invited, I will be there.
Okay.
If at all possible. I still have to work. I have bills I have to pay like everybody else. You're right, Tamara. I am not down for meeting up in Universal because I'm not a pass holder and I'm not paying to go to Universal for a day.
All right. So you met up with Florence. I am curious. The Sheingolds live down there. Aaron you meet those
Teresa Sheingold was at dinner with us when I met up with Florence and her husband Mike.
Nice. These are some of the nicest people in the Disney community, you know, and they've been around for a long time and you've seen their faces and names. So really nice. It's kind of like this, this is going to be a bad word. Like Florida's a bunch of like relocation, transience is the wrong word, but like in transition from one place to another, and they all end up meeting up at Florida, it seems. So really cool. That's awesome. So you were at Epcot, you met up with Florence, you met up with Teresa, you met up with Florence's husband, I'm assuming, correct? What'd you guys do? Attractions? Did you go out to eat? What were you doing?
I got there way too early.
You were walking like 10 miles, something crazy.
I did a 5K because I'm stupid.
Okay.
I had the wrong clothing for it. I was not prepared, but I needed something to do for 2 hours.
Gotcha.
And it did not take me 2 hours to do a 5K.
I saw the sweat.
If that were the fact, I would probably have offed myself. But like, you know, I did that. I was super, super sweaty. We did a couple of attractions. Desperately tried to dodge thunderstorms in the afternoon. I think we rode Spaceship Earth, Soarin', Living with the Land.
Nice. And you went through Living with the Land like a genius now. You were like, I know these facts, right?
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, Pete, I teed it up for you. You just had to knock it out of the park.
Right, I know. Well, that's because I already knew it all.
You did know. You did win. You were clearly the winner. All right. So I want to segue from that just for a bit, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about something else. And if anyone's got any questions right now that we are not answering, or you have a question for the big guy being in Florida, fire it off. This is the time to ask. It's all good. No problem.
Doesn't have to be about being in Florida either. If you have questions for us, just go ahead and ask.
Please do. So I wanted to mention, you know, you know this. Stacy knows this. Michael knows this. A couple other people know this. But, you know, I figured it'd be a good time to go and mention this. So in a non-coronavirus time, the DVC reservations are always really hard to get. I mean, I don't know if you've checked those, but like when you search out like 6 months in advance and 8 months in advance, there's usually something to be found. When you search out like 2 and 3 months in advance, it's pretty hard. You get like one night here, one night here. It's different types of accommodations. So this is probably the first time I'm saying this actually in the EDCOT group, but we've actually decided as a family that we're going to sell our DVC membership. So we actually initiated that process. And we have sold one of our contracts. So one of those contracts, I have two. It's not like I have 10,000 points, but we've sold one of our contracts. We literally just got the notarized signature on it and mailed it out yesterday. So we are going to become non-DVC members. Our goal is, at that point, is we think this is a good time to potentially like invest in some kind of property or like a vacation place in Florida. So that's the path we're taking right now. It sounds like fun. It sounds like excitement until you start evaluating things like utilities, property tax, homeowner association fees, and like the anxiety like that creeps up. Like it pretty much comes up to here every day. But that's the path we're taking right now. We actually, this would be news to people in EDCOT, but we actually purchased a home in Haines City on a golf course, and we were really excited about it. we had the home inspection come through, and it was like it failed it magnificently with the largest mold accumulation in the history of Florida real estate. So we quickly opted out of that property because that's just too much to manage. It wasn't the spores and the mold we saw. It was the spores and mold that we didn't see that got us nervous, the ones in the drywall and the carpeting, so we opted out of that. But we, in fact, think we may be onto another one, so we'll keep you guys posted as potential investment. We think financially this will work out. By no means are we wealthy. We just think this is a good time because knowing that Howard liked a vacation and I can't get reservations, this is a good time to consider something like that. So we are moving along that process and hoping to take the next steps ultimately as a place to kind of follow, Pete, you know, and if you hear what I'm saying, but baby steps.
Eventually.
Baby steps eventually. To get there. You know, yeah. Baby steps to get there. So anyways, what do you got today, buddy? What did you want to mention before we get into our raffle here and our drawing, more or less? Anything?
No, I mean, not too much.
Okay.
Cassandra's decided she's selling their DBC and just staying at your place in Lakeland.
You just bought your DBC, Cassandra. So, no, you can't sell it just yet, right? You just bought it. I think you bought it at the Riviera, if I'm correct, too. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, okay, no problem. Let's get to this, then, if you don't mind. We've got everybody here. And, again, we don't have that cool spinning wheel. But I've got everyone's name who did a review for us. And screenshot it and sent us per our instructions, so we are good. We only have one person we could not figure out. So let me take a look here. What the name of that person was, and I could figure out most of your names.
Midwest Mouse, I believe is what you said.
Midwest Mouse is correct. If you are Midwest Mouse, I apologize. I didn't get a screenshot. I didn't get a name, so I'm so sorry. But you're in, and if you win, then Midwest Mouse, you'll have to reach out to us. But everybody else, I understand. A few things to post here. Carly. I know, Carly, you have a plan. You have a five-year plan to get in Florida. So we look forward to following your journey as well, too. And, yeah, exactly. Pete, great question. Coming from a Chicago area, do you miss the lack of a defined cultural definition living in Florida? So, interesting. About no native culture. I don't know if I completely agree about no native culture because they do have a big art scene. They do have a big theater scene. They do have a lot of stuff along the line.
There is a like
keep going.
Native Floridian culture, but it isn't necessarily around the Orlando area as much. It's when you go further north and further south
Okay. That
you'll get more of that, like, people have grown up here and they've lived here for their entire lives and their families have been here for multiple generations. I work with a woman who grew up in the Keys and her family has lived in the Florida Keys for like three generations, but that's kind of an exception. Like most of the other people I live with or that I live with, that I work with, they're from the New York area or the Connecticut area or the Midwest or, you know, wherever they happen to be from.
Yeah. Now, Bill, I want to say one thing about that as well. So, like I mentioned earlier, you guys know I love Disney. It's not a secret. It's look behind me. Look at what I wear. But everything else about the state intrigues me. If it's not the beaches on the East Coast, on the Atlantic side, on the Gulf side, if it's not the little towns, the little eateries, if it's not the other things to do. I know Pete is not a huge fan of Universal, but Universal's offerings, SeaWorld's offerings, but not even that. Just the cultural offerings like Bock Tower Gardens and Harry Lou Gardens and things along those lines. I think it's incredibly fascinating.
I'm not that outdoor, like, let's go walk around in the trees kind of person. Mm-hmm. So for me, that doesn't hold a lot of allure for me. But what I do enjoy, and I don't get to do it much because it's expensive. And even living here, it's still pricey to do, but I love to go scuba diving. You know, I like doing stuff like that, but like It's still, for me to find a good diving location, I'm driving a couple of hours.
Sure.
So.
But culturally, I think there is a lot to do in Florida. I think you just have to be willing to get out of the bubble a little bit to experience it. That was my point. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I've got all those names in my official Kilimanjaro Safaris Animal Kingdom pith helmet that I bought for my son.
Which one is this for?
This is for the cup. This is for the mug. So everyone who did a review, and there was about 20 of you. So I so appreciate you guys doing that. Thank you. Hang on. I got a good question, Pete. And Tamara knows this is close to my heart.
I've seen... I've seen like four or five... Just in passing,
all right.
There was one day on a walk, I had two different ones right by the sidewalk as I was walking.
All right, Pete, you ready? Here we go. The person who wins the cup. Cindy Ellicott. So, Cindy, you have a cup coming your way, the official Dubs Tervis Medal travel mug. So, Cindy, it's coming in your direction. Now we got to do with the Schoferhofer thing. So, give me a second here while I fold these babies up, too, if you don't mind. So, nice. Pete, you know, they joke about the alligators. In the place that I'm looking at, did I share the video with you about Old Humpback?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
So, there's a place in Lakeland called the Circle B Reserve. It's just a nature preserve.
Oh, yeah.
Got like a 15-foot gator that people saw. So, yeah, in no way did that influence my decision. For sure. Who would buy a home because of that? You know, me, this guy. So, all right. We've got all the names in here for the Schoferhofer. All right, here we go. And the winner of that is...
If it doesn't say Carly Positano, she's...
There was no cheating.
Anymore.
It does say Carly, actually.
Oh, there you go.
It does say that. And that was no cheating. I just shuffled them up and mixed it around. So, Cindy and Carly, I actually have both of your addresses. You don't need to give us anything. They're on their way. So, that's awesome. Anyways, I think I've got breakfast cooking upstairs. Lucille is making breakfast. So, I'm going to be getting some pancakes shortly myself here. So just want to post a few things here. I've got Yikes, which may actually be for the Gators. Cindy gets a congratulations. Bill has left the chat. Woohoo, I'm so excited. And Carly, woot woot. So we are good. Peter, I know the morning is not your ideal time. You are a afternoon guy. So
No, I'm not even an afternoon guy. I'm like a late night guy.
Late night. And I appreciate you accommodating my schedule. So, everybody who listened today, we appreciate that. If you enjoyed this and you like the Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings, we're not afraid of doing that. We like that. So,
It might be better for Sunday night.
Hey, I did want to say this just briefly, and this is like, I'm not trying to get all mushy here, but scrolling through my direct messages to go and like see who gave us screenshots and make sure I didn't miss anybody. I just want people to know this, and I'm going to put this out there, that my direct messages are almost entirely of people that I've found as friends through the show, legitimately. Like, my personal friends on Facebook, you know, they contact me for text or whatever. But just looking at the people that I see on this direct message list and in my text list, you know, I usually, when I first started this off with you, Pete, we would associate these people as our Facebook friends through the show. And you know, the funny thing is now, when I look back at the strings, Jeremy, everybody, Scott, everybody, the text strings and the information, it's well beyond the show. So these people have become my real life best friends. And you know what? I am so grateful for that. Everybody that I look at here, if it's John Kroll and Cindy and Chris Callahan, you know, and B and Tyler and Jeff, everybody that I look through right now, Lisa Yost, I appreciate the heck out of.
Some of my absolute best friends are from this.
From the show. How lucky are we that we get to do this and goof around and act like fools, and our lives have been so much more enriched by this, you know? So it is an awesome, awesome thing that's happened to us. So I will be forever grateful for that. So anyways, for sharing your Sunday morning with us, we appreciate it. And, we're good, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Everybody, have a great day.
See you, everybody.